I'm saucy and I'm posh. I'm all about the dosh. I live in Ballinlough because I can't afford BlackRock. You can ask me for advice, but don't expect me to be nice. It's Ask Audrey. What's your problem?
Hello, it's Rosaline here in Bala Desmond. Bad cess to my married friends and the way they say, oh, Rosaline, I'm a friend and he'd be very nice for you. And then they wheel out some beauty they found in a rubbish bin in downtown Scatter Glen. A friend of mine actually did wheel out one guy. They had him in a shopping trolley. He was so drunk. So it was rolling my eyes time again when my cousin said she had a man for me, only for her to set me up with this column who'd remind you of Liam Neeson before he got old. You wouldn't say he was exciting. Poor Cullum is as straight and narrow as a skinny heterosexual. But I'm as glad to have a bit of maturity in my life, to be honest with you. Sure hasn't he booked us a holiday in Sardinia, which is like a posh Sicily. And I'm on my last nerve with worry that I look like the wild woman of Bohr Bui in front of all the skinny Italians. I was going to get my eyebrows done in Mara's beautician place in town. It's called Lovely Lids, lads. But then I thought, what would she know about the latest fashions trapped in the Bala Desmond bubble? How can I tell her that I need to go somewhere else for the spot of sophistication? Rosaline, Bala Desmond.
I rang my friend there, straight-talking Sandra, and told her scale. I said, what would you say to a beautician in Bally Desmond? She said, I'd tell her she's the toughest job in the world. Hashtag harsh.
Come here, what's the story with Bally Bunyan? The old doll's birthday is coming up next weekend. She said she wants a surprise. The last thing a fella wants to hear from his old doll, like. Bad enough you to buy something. No, you have to think about it as well. Once again, apparently, it's not the kind of surprise where I jump out from behind the door on a mankini shouting, cop a load of that girl! And there I was thinking she had died it last year and all. Do old dolls, well, we ever really know I'm like. Anyway, I'm going to bring her away for the weekend, but I couldn't be dealing with West Cork or a ring of Kerry gaffs. They're full of knobs doing from Dublin to cost you over €100 for a rake of pints. So, me mate Budgie tells me Bally Bunyan's the business. He says, isn't that full of goals from Limerick? He said it is. But they're all right once you get over the accent. So I looked it up online there, and the main thing Bally Bunyan has going for it is golf. You probably don't know me old doll, Audrey, but I can't imagine her doing cartwheels because I brought her to one of the top 10 links courses in the world, whatever that even means. So, do you think I should just go for it and bring her to Bally Bunyan anyway? Don't you do, honey? Blackpool.
Don't even think about it, Dooney. She asked for a surprise, not a shock.
It's anything but humble on her WhatsApp group. Douglas Road Stunners, who want to make it quite clear they spent a fortune on their luggage. Lauren underscore richer than you said, she's found this incredible cabin luggage website where nothing is under €2,000. It's totes beyond the reach of your average slack jaw who flies out of Cork Airport. We were begging her for the link, but she rightly said it's doggy dog here, biatches. There's nothing like that moment on a flight to Paris where you lift your bag into the overhead locker and half the plane turns around to admire your net worth. Fifi underscore poodle said, don't mind cabin luggage. It's the carousel where the real damage is done to people's self-esteem. And she has found this invite-only website where each suitcase is handmade by an adult in a first world country. We begged and begged, but she wouldn't hand over the address. I'm literally shaking with fear that my top-of-the-range Samsonite will make me look a bit Carrigaline when we're coming back from Venice. Do you know how I can get an upgrade? Jenny Douglas Road.
I asked the posh cousin for help on this. She said, I'm staying well out of this. The last thing the Douglas Road type needs is more baggage.
Guten Tag. I often have a beer with my dinner because I am German and therefore unlikely to get a lip for it and wake up the next morning in the bath. This is what happens to my Irish flatmate every time we have a drink with dinner. He says, a bird never flew on one wing, whatever that means. And 2 hours later, he is singing Wolf Tone songs. He said that it's all my fault for having a beer with dinner, even though it is part of our national culture. How can I persuade an Irish person to stop after one drink? Jürgen, Berlin und Bellenkolleg.
My uncle is big into responsible drinking. We all keep well away from him. I rang him there just this once and said, what's the best way to get an Irish person to stop drinking pints? He said, tell them it's a non-alcoholic beer.
Read Ask Audrey every Friday in the Irish Examiner. Red FM.